Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Berger, speaker. Today on the broadcast, we will continue in our current series of studies, Christian Renewal, or How to Maintain Good Spiritual Health. And we wish to consider today the renewal of Christian attitude. The attitude has a lot to do with our approach to Christianity. And the Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 22 brings this subject before us. I want to read that scripture beginning at verse 22 of the fourth chapter of Ephesians. Putting off concerning the former conversation, or the former manner of life, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. This is a renewal in the spirit or the attitude of the mind, and puts you on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Now the old man refers to our old sinful nature, the old self. As a matter of fact, the New International Version translates it self. And then the new man is the new nature, that nature that we got when we were born again, when we placed our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, believing that he died on that cross for our sins and answered all the claims of God's holiness against us, took our place, our iniquities were transferred to him in the wonderful planning of God. When he took our place on that cross, we received a new nature when we expressed our faith in it. We put our faith in it. We believed it. We said, it's settled. My sins are gone. Christ died for them. I have peace. And we rely on it. When you rely on it, when you put your faith in it, God gives you the Spirit of God, and he brings you everlasting life. We read in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And the moment that we put our trust in Christ, God gave us new life. That's the new man. It's the new nature. It's a new life. The Spirit of God brought it. We're born of the Spirit. Born again, if you please. Now, he tells us, and he tells those dear Ephesians, put off concerning the former conversation the old man. I like the language of the Authorized Version here. Put it off. Just like you take a coat off. You know, righteousness is associated with garments in the Scripture, even in the bad sense. All our righteousnesses, Isaiah tells us, are as filthy rags. That's what our righteousnesses amount to. But the righteousness of God clothes us. That righteousness is ours the moment that we put our trust in Christ. Now, that old man is not to be seen. He is to be put away, hung in the closet, if you please. Put off the old man. And the same language is used in the 24th verse. Well, let's read verse 23. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and put ye on the new man. Get him out of the closet. Get him out where we can see him. Let him have the ascendancy, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. That's the man that God once displayed, Christ in our lives. The Apostle Paul in Galatians 2:20 says, I was crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. I am crucified with Christ. It's the past tense, really. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. We're to put that old man off. All right. This is very, very important. When Christ died on the cross, he died for our sins. That's the fruit of this old nature. That's what this old nature in our bodies, the old sinful man, as the Authorized puts it. That's what happened. When he had his way, he sinned. Christ died for our sins on the cross of Calvary, but that's only half the story. Our sins are the fruit of that old nature. Now, when Christ died on the cross, not only were the fruits of sin taken care of, but sin itself was taken care of, because you and I, if we're Christians, We died with Christ on that cross. I've said it so many times over the air. I was so bad that God couldn't mend me, so he had to end me. He put me on the cross with Christ. That old man in the mind of God died with Christ on the cross. That's the end of it as far as God is concerned, the Father. Now, we read this very plainly in the sixth chapter of Romans. It's in connection with the truth of baptism. Know ye not, this is the third verse of the sixth chapter of Romans, know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, and that henceforth we should not serve sin. Now, you and I, to be renewed in our minds, in our Christian attitude, and that's what it means when it says minds, in the Authorized Version. It's really renewed in the spirit of your mind. It's the attitude. Now, God wants us to have that attitude that the old man will not have the ascendancy. We will keep that old nature where he belongs on the cross. And that should influence my thinking. If God thought he was bad enough to put on the cross and put him there in his thinking, God wants us to agree with his thinking. And leave the old man on the cross. That's where he belongs, the old nature. And that's what Paul is talking about when he's writing to these Ephesians, put off concerning the former conversation, the former manner of life, when we lived in sin, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and put ye on the new man, which is after God created in righteousness and true holiness. Now, here we have taking off the old man and putting on the new man, just like you would change a garment. As we said before, righteousness is associated with the garments, and God has given us the righteousness of Christ. As one dear old black brother said on one occasion, I was all dressed up in Jesus. My, how wonderfully eloquent that was. And God wants us to display Jesus to those that are around us. Now, this inexperience is hard to achieve. We read in verse 11 of the sixth chapter of Romans, likewise reckon ye also in yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, where the renewal comes in is here. We forget sometimes that old nature was on the cross, and we let it have its way, that old essential ego that always wants first place, center of the stage, wants to take the bows, is proud, and is hateful sometimes when others get in our way. We want to put that old man out of the way, but we have to we don't go into orbit when we get saved. We have our ups and downs. And sometimes we give that old man the ascendancy, and God does not want him to have the ascendancy. He wants the new man to have the ascendancy. And so that is why we are renewed when we wake up to that fact and act upon it deliberately, displaying Christ to others around us, living in his image. Now, we give ascendancy to the new man, to the self. I think it's eloquently stated in the third chapter of Colossians. And we read there in the third chapter of Colossians, notice how it's put, if ye then be risen with Christ, just like Romans 6 told us, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth, for ye are dead, we died with Christ, you are dead, and your life is hid with God, hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Now we're to follow the the desires of that new nature and fellowship with the risen, glorified Lord Jesus Christ. Now, how is this ascendancy gained? Well, we are exhorted in the fifth chapter of Ephesians, these words, "And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit," capital S, the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God takes up his abode within our bodies the moment we trust in Christ. We are indwelt by the Holy Spirit. Now, we are to follow that Spirit. And if we gain the ascendancy over that old man and let the new man reign, we will indeed be the victors. And God has, once that done, now in Galatians, for instance, chapter 5, we read of the struggle with the Spirit of God in that old man. Chapter 5, verse 16, "I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh." The Spirit strives with that old man. Let the Spirit of God have his way. That's what we're told in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. "Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit." Now, we're indwelt by the Spirit the moment that we're saved. But God wants us to be filled with the Spirit. And we're filled with the Spirit when we cast out those things that will keep him from having his way in our hearts. Give him room to act. Crowd out the other things. Let the Spirit of God lead us in our lives. Now, we can grieve the Spirit of God, and we can quench the Spirit of God. We grieve him. It's mentioned in Ephesians chapter 4. And we can quench him, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. But let the Spirit of God have his way in our hearts, and he will glorify Christ in us. We've got help in this struggle. It is so discouraging to a young Christian to say something that he shouldn't say. Perhaps if he's inclined to use profanity, it slips out and he feels guilty and he feels terrible and he feels like giving up. That old nature is so strong. No, he shouldn't. We've got the help of the Spirit of God to help us to live for Christ, and we are to be renewed in the spirit of our mind. And I'm telling you, that renewal can occur as many as a few times a day. We can just simply say, "No, I am God's own. The Spirit of God indwells me. Others are looking on, and I am going to live for Christ." That's the renewal of the spirit of the mind, the attitude of the mind. Our Father, today, help us to live for Christ in a very determined way. We ask as we give thanks in our Savior's precious name. Amen.